Yeah, don't get us wrong. There's still going to be plenty of randomness to the show.
Of course. But, that's the name of the show. The other name is Off Topic.
But this is football.
What you want? We got in my definition, but it makes your rage glisten. Our voice is about the games. And you know we talk about the latest goings, more so than any other, and all Mountain West matters. Well, will you listen to this podcast too? And you rant about this podcast too. Just a site where Jeremy analyzes some matches and kiss between the bridges. We do some good interviews. And you know from Fresno all the way to Boise, from Logan down to Aston, they're calling out our name. Where will you listen to this podcast too? And you love this podcast too.
Welcome back to the latest Mountain West Connection show. Join us at MWCConnection.com, Twitter, MWCConnection, which will be updated periodically by random people on the website. Jeremy here, not alone. I have my co-host back.
After what's up, guys?
After abandoning me last week.
Hey, you know...
I'm kidding.
Things came up.
Stuff's more important than this show, hard to believe. There's a lot more things that's more important. Like tonight,
yeah, there are two fantastic football games going on right now, and we are sitting here podcasting.
People know that.
Oh, okay.
So I went to Twitter, I'm like, what are we going to do? Then I realized I have an awesome... I always forget I have the DirecTV app. We can watch live TV in your home. So I bust out my giant Galaxy Note 2 to watch the first half of Oklahoma Baylor.
How you're trying to, like, pick up sponsorships while we're doing this podcast.
No, the reason that'd be nice. The reason I mentioned the Samsung Galaxy Note 2... No, because it's a giant screen. It's a giant phone. You know the notes, right?
Yeah.
I got a good deal on it, and I watch a lot of Netflix and Hulu. There you go, Hulu Plus again. Just do that. So I watched on there, but yeah, that's where we're going on Oregon Stanford. It's not that competitive at the moment in favor of the tree, but we are going to go with our Mountain West stuff tonight. Is that a good idea?
That is.
Or should we just do play by play 2 days later of the game so people listen?
Well, you know. It's one of those things. Yeah.
Let's get to the game.
Go ahead. Tomorrow night. Wait, are we doing news first or?
No, I was going to ask you a question about last week's game because you listened to the whole show, correct?
To which show?
To
our show. Yeah.
By myself, I mean, right?
Yes.
So I want to ask you this question about Boise State. We'll get to this later on, but since it's still the first thing from last week, Boise State still can't tackle. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, that's fairly accurate.
Struggling to tackle, and my opinion, if Fresno State had a running game, they would smoke Boise State. Is that also accurate?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I've got to do. Okay. So we'll see. If they show up with a running game and that's a Mountain West title game, then Boise will probably lose by two touchdowns at least. But I know that's not what you want to hear, but I wanted to get your opinion on it. So let's move on. Games. Air Force, New Mexico. I'm pretty sure ESPN is happy for this game.
Yeah, I know, right?
A pair of two-win teams.
You know what? If this game was 2 weeks ago, I would have already said that New Mexico is going to win this game hands down. But here's the problem.
Anthony Lacoste showed up last week. That's the problem.
Yeah, that is the problem. Anthony Lacoste should take over this game. Now, the other problem is, though, Air Force can't stop the run.
That's what I wrote the preview earlier today. I'm like, here's the gist of it. There'll be 600-plus yards rushing. Casey Carrier will attempt to get over 200 yards. Cole Gouch will have over 100 yards. Somebody in the Air Force will have a good running game to possibly the cost of a big game. And whoever can make the one key turnover or stop huge running plays will win.
That's pretty much an accurate statement. Because, I mean, there really, we know that New Mexico's offense is completely one-dimensional, and really all it is Casey Carrier.
Well, not necessarily true, because when Gauci plays, he may not always get yards, but the offense moves better when has the option to run the ball himself.
Yeah.
Compared to Clayton Mitchum.
I guess, but, I mean, they're so... I don't know. This game is kind of puzzling for a couple different reasons. It's because of the way that Air Force played last week, and specifically the way that Anthony Lacoste just completely woke up.
And that was his only... Like, that's his best game ever by far.
Yeah, flat out.
He's a senior, and that's like his... I think he had 100 yards a couple weeks ago. I'm checking right now, but he just tore it up. He had two runs over 70 yards, and then also, I think, a 40-something yard touchdown as well. And his reason, they won because at the end of the half in the Army game, I assume the Air Force is just going to try to run and see what happens. He busts out of probably another one of his 30 or 50-yard runs to get him into position to touchdown. They did it, but after that game, he became the team's leading rusher for the season at 600 yards.
And so that didn't really take long at all.
Yeah, he had 109 for San Diego State, but he's had, outside of Colgate, which doesn't count, San Diego State and Army, he had 20-plus carries the other games, anywhere from 2 to 9. So we don't know if he'll show up like that. He looks like he has the ability, but he's only done it twice this year where he's had above-average game. Really, I guess technically three if you want to give Colgate where it got almost 80 yards.
Right.
So, I want to ask you a question on the line in this game. The over-under, when I was doing my little preview, was it started at 65, but how does it drop from 65 to 59, the over-under? That's pretty odd.
The inability of both these teams to
score?
To really score a lot of points.
That's a lot, though, to drop 5 or 6 points.
Yeah, it's a little confusing.
All right, so this is at New Mexico. What do you think is going to happen? Like, we don't need to go to
Okay, what's the line here?
I'm pulling up right now to see. New Mexico by a field goal.
New Mexico by a field goal? So basically, New Mexico has home team advantage.
Home field.
Gee, that...
However, people... I started at 1.5 in favor of New Mexico, so people have been picking the Lobos recently.
I can't in good faith... You know what? No. Yes. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Lobos here.
Me too.
Because I'm going to say Anthony Lacoste showed up last week, but because of his inconsistency and because of Air Force's inconsistency, I'm going to go ahead and say that Casey Carrier, you know, when he's not being stuffed down the middle, he'll do damage. And I don't think Oregon's offense does enough damage.
You mean Air Force's defense?
Air Force's defense. Sorry, I'm watching the game.
I'm like, where did that come from?
I don't think Air Force's defense does enough damage. I don't think they can jam it up the middle.
Yeah, and that's what I said, too. Because they're UTEP or UTSA, Pitt, stop the middle, you stop everything. But they're going to be able to run at will. It'll just come down to what defense can make the play here and there. Because both offenses will pretty much do what they want, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going with New Mexico, not just because they're at home, but... Who has the better talent? And the best player is Casey Carrier by far.
Yeah, between both teams, Casey Carrier is the best player.
And Lacoste is, we don't know for sure because last week was kind of a fluke, I guess. But that's all I know. But Nate Romine's still the quarterback.
We're assuming that it's a fluke based off last week because he hasn't really shown up the whole season until now.
He had 100 yards a couple weeks ago, but that's about it. So New Mexico it is. Let's move on. Nevada. Colorado State. You know the Wolfpack have lost 4 straight games?
I do know that the Wolfpack have lost 4 straight games, and I'm eternally grateful for it.
Candy.
Honestly, this game, let's see, how many? Colorado State's 4-5 right now?
Four and five. They need to win 3 of the last 5.
They need to win 3 of their next 4.
Yeah, 4, sorry, yeah.
They could totally win this game. And I'm going to go ahead and say that they are going to win this game because Colorado State, okay, they didn't play exactly good against Boise State last week. They did look much improved, especially at the beginning of the game when they got out to a fast start 10-0, again.
Yeah, 10-0.
If they can start like they started against Boise State, Nevada is not going to slow them down. This is very quickly going to turn into how Colorado State played Wyoming.
Pre-bib show.
And right now,
Capri-bibs.
And right now, Nevada is on a complete landslide right now. Four games losing streak. When was the last time you heard of a four-game losing streak at Nevada? Sure, they've been, you know.
Before they had Capri-bibs.
Yeah.
Three caps.
Pre-cap. But, I mean, even before pre-cap.
They were always decent. Yeah, they were never terrible.
They were never terrible. I mean, they were terrible, but never, like, four-game lose streak terrible.
Yeah, they'd always be potential.
They've always been, like, you know.
Fringe bowl team, which means you're not going to lose four in a row. You're losing every other or two or three every now and then. But yeah, they haven't won since they snuck by Air Force.
For Nevada to win this game, Cody Fajardo needs to be completely on top of his game. And I know that's kind of redundant to say, especially since we're 9-10 weeks into the season now. But
they also don't have a running game either.
No, they don't have a
running game. Don Jackson, they had the freshman who was for his
Kendall name, Brock.
Yeah, who was doing – no, that's a defender. Oh, no, you're right, Kendall Brock. Yeah, I'm thinking of Hecking. Yeah, they've had different guys do well, but nobody's been consistent enough to – it's hard in that offense because it's a – read option, it's like a timing offense, it's pretty much. We do the read option, the toss. And if you have a different running back every other week, it's hard. It's just fairly difficult to get the exact timing to know, get the feeling of where they're at. It's like in basketball, you got Steve Nash out there, knows, or Jason Kidd, they're playing, and knows where everybody's at in the court. And you play with new guys, you'll just fumble the ball doing passes. Same type of thing in the option or the read game where you're going to hand off or keep it. It's with a different guy every week, injuries and whatever, inconsistency or bad play. It's just hard to have to keep rolling to play as well as you know they can because they have the talent. Just that when they keep switching running backs, it's hard to continuation is difficult to come by.
Yeah. But, I mean, Colorado State's side, okay, Garrett Grayson looked more like the Garrett Grayson we know last week. But
Wait. How does that mean? Do you mean he looked bad or looked okay? Because what's your thought on him?
He looks more bad.
Yeah, that's what Ian would probably say.
He's not a good quarterback.
Our good friend, former writer, BHS and Marine, who obviously is Garrett Grayson's not his best friend, we should say.
Yeah.
He's not like him at all. He's doing okay, but not – he's just inconsistent. He has an okay game, good game, terrible game.
Yeah. And I'll go ahead and put it one more.
He did have 400 yards, but he threw way too many passes and stuff, and he's – yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and put in another reason why Colorado State's going to absolutely dominate this game. You remember in Boise State's comeback versus Nevada, how many yards rushing they put up on Nevada?
I don't recall, no. Refresh.
Over 300.
Ah.
Boise State has Jay Ajayi.
Did they have Balthazar in that game?
No, they did not. Balthazar's already out for the year by then.
Correct, but the Hedrick who went over 100 by himself in reserve.
Colorado State has Capri Bibbs, Don L. Alexander, even Chris Nwoke.
Yeah, Chris Nwoke, yeah.
Rushing defense.
And they finally have Joe Hansley back, too.
And they have Joe Hansley back.
Who's special teams and, yeah, receiver, so... And do you, without looking, let's play our fun game. Who's the favorite and what is it?
I'm going to go ahead and say Colorado State's favored by 5 in this game.
Oh, you're wrong. It's almost 10.
Really?
9.5.
9.5?
That's big.
You know what? Give it. I will take it.
Rams will be, I'm with you. Rams, 5-5 after this game.
5-5 after this game. Rams by 10.
Okay. Gotcha. Good plan. I concur. We will agree. The only way is, like I said, if Fajardo just tears it up and gets back to running for one, maybe like throws for, gets 450 total, 300 in the air and 150 on the ground. So, but that's probably not going to happen because Corey James and Shaq Barrett will tackle him soon and hard. in the game.
Hey, let me ask you, because you're in the mountain area, although you're in Salt Lake City. Is it snowing in Colorado Springs right now? Sorry, Fort Collins?
I don't think so. It's supposed to be great weather this weekend. It snowed here in Utah the other day a little bit. Kind of overcast rain, snow for like maybe a couple hours during the day. But it's supposed to be really nice this weekend, so there'll be no weather issues.
Hmm.
I was just hoping for that Wyoming Fresno game to have some super cold ice snowstorm. Mid low 40s for 8 o'clock kick.
All right. Well, let's continue
No weather. I like to see snow games, weather games, typically. Next game, Hawaii versus Navy.
Is there any way Hawaii's going to win this?
Oh, man. Did you follow it how the Hawaii's travels to get to Logan, Utah?
Yes. We discussed it a little bit last week.
Yeah, they had a long trip, whatever, it doesn't really matter now. But they stayed in the mainland, heading out to Annapolis, hung out in Salt Lake City for a couple days for practice. Norm Chow jokingly said, he replies saying, I'm too old for this after getting beat down by Utah State, which there's got to be a reason you say it, right?
Yep. Is this going to be the resignation of Norm Chow at the end of the season?
I don't know. He says here, I'm not going to quit ever. I preach not quitting to these kids. You expect me to quit? Or are you crazy?
Well, quitting is one thing. Resigning at the end of the season after everything's over and done with, that's something completely different.
He did, because I do recall when he was at University of Utah for the 1 year as their offensive coordinator, he did joke about it, about him getting told. However, I know people where I work at know for a fact that he was packing up at 6 o'clock in the evening and heading home. He was done. And to be an offensive coordinator at a, whatever you say, a Pac-12 program, not necessarily a major program, but Utah is not a good thing to be done by 6 o'clock every day.
No.
No, you got to be doing a lot more than that.
No.
So, he is 67, so he's a bit older than I thought before this. I thought he's like 62, but do you think, because, okay, let's just, before we get to the game, do you think he's done at the end of the year? We kind of discussed this.
I think based, he was given the reins last year. He's 2 years into it. I think he's probably decided he is way too old for this.
I can see it happening because we know what he's done at BYU. All the quarterbacks he's coached, not just at BYU, which is great, but he's coached Matt Leinart, Philip Rivers, made Vince Young look like a decent. Even though I've read recently people contradict and say Vince Young was terrible to Tennessee Titans, no, he made Vince Young look a respectable NFL quarterback. Coach Matt Leinart, Steve Young, Robbie Bosco, Ty Detmer. He's coached a lot of good quarterbacks. Then why are you playing four quarterbacks every game almost?
Because all of them are good quarterbacks, right?
Exactly. And that's why all four traveled this week and three played last week. Your team's 0-9 and get whatever. Well, they could be 0-9 in a couple of days.
Let's go ahead and talk about this game.
We have to.
It's a 12:30 game at West Point.
Pacific time, 12:30 Pacific.
12:30 Pacific time.
10:30 Hawaii.
In Annapolis. Maybe so Hawaii has a 6-hour travel.
Yeah, but they stayed in the state, so it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah. Navy looked bad last week versus Notre Dame. But they didn't allow Notre Dame to look.
They almost won against Notre Dame. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but Notre Dame looked horrible as well.
Yeah, good point.
And I equate Notre Dame to Navy right about now. I mean, the two teams aren't very good. So
here's the thing. Hawaii can't stop the run. They're not good at stopping the run.
Yeah, and he's another triple option.
I don't know. I think Hawaii will probably have some success throwing the ball just because they showed against Navy, but I don't know what to make of this game. I'm just going to say Hawaii's going to lose no matter what. Sad people here, but it's hard to have any confidence when you're 0-8.
Hate to tell you, Rainbow Warriors, there's not much fun things to talk about.
They're a 16-point underdog against a Navy team who's eh. They're just okay. Because versus Utah State, they should have lost, but worse, because Utah State settled for like three field goals, I think, and missed one.
And they still played Utah State really, I mean, Utah State still blew them out.
Yeah, even though, yeah, they did have a 90-yard interception return by Kyle, what's his name, Fat Fackrell. But still, yeah. Navy's just going to run, and Wave Rider will take the ball and do what he wants. I think Hawaii can keep it close. I think they may cover, because it's, 18 points I see here, if I'm correct on that.
Hawaii might
or 16.5, maybe. But I have no confidence in them winning. They're 0-8. They've lost, what's their losing streak? Did they win any games near the end of the year? I think they played South Alabama the last game of the year, so I think they got that win. But they've just been awful. I don't... let's just go to the Norm Child thing. If he leaves, we kind of discussed this before, who would take that job?
Hello, everyone. My name
No. Is we already said that. We're not going Bane Kiffin.
Damn it. I could keep this running joke going all week.
Kiffin to Hawaii?
Kiffin to anywhere.
Okay, no, they actually won the last two games. They've lost 8 in a row. Out of this season, they're 3 and... How many games did they play last year? 13?
Yeah.
No, 12. They played 12. They are 3-20. And Norm Child's 3-20 as the head coach. Or no, not 3-20. Sorry, hold on. 1, 2, 3. 3-17.
Yeah,
I think they'd give him another year. I don't think they'd fire him, but I'm leaning toward him. He's just going to be done because it's just not what he wants. I don't know. It's just a terrible situation.
Yeah, who would want to go to Hawaii right now?
Well, a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, I would want to go to Hawaii. Yeah. I'll take a.
Yeah, yes. I'll be a graduate assistant in Hawaii. I know there's people who could, they know they can win things. There's talent there in Hawaii. They can get guys in the West Coast. I just don't know how, but just do what June Jones, they do the run and shoot, but there's got to be players. They do have one good quarterback
that will
be
there. None of these quarterbacks have really Colt Brennan's style and Tommy Chang's style to do the run and shoot.
True, but they do have one guy, he's LDS guy, went on his mission right out of high school. He was one of the best players out of the West Coast from Hawaii, but he's still two seasons away from coming. And who knows if he'll play in that first year when he comes back.
Yeah, and who knows if, you know, he's actually coming, because he might pull a Taysom Hill and go to BYU.
Ooh. Yeah, you never know. That stuff happens. He may just...
What do you mean, ooh?
Nothing. I'm just saying that. Stanford's doing perfectly fine without him, so I don't think they miss him too much. Paid Andrew Luck. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Hawaii loses. That's all we got. Utah State at UNLV. This could be interesting.
This actually could be very interesting.
If UNLV decides to show up.
Well, you know, they showed up towards the end last year.
I was referring to last week where their secondary, if they would have turned around and looked at a ball, could have easily picked off David Fells, but turned into a touchdown.
Yeah, I think they had at least two or three opportunities to pick off David Fells.
But Daryl Garrett's in Utah State. He's the real deal. When he eventually takes over for Tricky Keaton, he's the man. He's not the athletic type, but he will carve you up throwing the ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's as good as David Fells, but Utah State has a good amount of weapons. Your defense is what's going to lead them, because that's what's carrying. They scored, 40? Was it 45 or almost 50 points against Hawaii?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and they've scored, and they've stayed consistent even after Keaton's injury. I mean, outside of the BYU game, they've managed to put up points every week.
Yeah, they put 23.
I think the key to UNLV, though, is UNLV cannot have a slow start like they've had the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, because they have enough talent. Like Caleb Herring to Devonta Davis should be a good threat. And Tim Cornett, they have the talent to go in. They just got to, like I said, move the ball. They can't just stop.
Yeah, they have to mix and match a little bit.
But it might be difficult because Utah State's defense is, their linebacking group's probably the best in the league, I would say. One of the better in the whole country.
Yeah, and let's not completely forget the fact that Utah State is still in the division hunt.
Yes, they are.
Boise State slips up, and I mean, Boise State doesn't play this week, but if Boise State slips up, Utah State's right there.
They would have been better off with Colorado State winning, because then it would have been their division to win if they would have won out. Which I guess, because they would play CSU later on where they would just clinch it if they'd win. But who does Boise State still plays? Wyoming and
San Jose State. Wyoming.
And San Jose State.
Yeah.
It's not an easy trek down there. So Utah State has a ton to play for. And New Mexico. They missed San Jose State. So they got Wyoming and at San Diego State. And that could be tricky in a couple weeks. But this game, it could be a close game. It just depends what UNLV team decides to show up. And it's stupid. It's like a cop-out answer, but it's true. If they're a team that comes out who played against Mexico or did what they did against, Nevada, I guess. I don't know. Those aren't two quality wins, but
they did not come out fast against Nevada.
Well, I mean, not Nevada, sorry. I mean, New Mexico, they put up 56 points. Central, to come back versus Central Michigan, because Harris put up points, their defense is what kind of hurts them all. The defense isn't that good. And if Garrettson put up, and once he finally got going after the loss to Boise State, he's put up 45 and 47 the past 2 weeks. The offense, defense helped a little bit, but scoring at keeping 40 points a game over the past couple weeks, he's a guy that could. Look what David Fells did. I'm not saying Garrettson's as good as Fells, but there's room to get yards against that UNLV secondary.
Oh, of course.
And so what's your kind of prediction on the game then?
I'm going to go ahead and say, what's the spread on there? I'm going to go ahead and guess that the spread is Utah State by 10.
More?
Like 17?
No. They are 14-point road favorites. That's a lot, man.
It is a lot. I would equate Utah State right now to a little bit better than San Jose State. Now, San Jose State won by 10 last week, but they didn't win by 10, like, by that much. I mean, it wasn't like a definitive win.
It should have been, because they were up 24-3 at the half.
Yeah.
Should have been, but they let UNLV climb back into this game.
And UNLV was very close.
When UNLV's on, they're competitive. They're dangerous.
And that's the thing. Well, I mean, there isn't much of a home crowd anyway. But, I mean, can the home atmosphere, can UNLV step up to the game? If they can step up at home.
They couldn't step up after winning their rival in the next home game at homecoming. How do you get more pumped up than that? You have the right. You get to.
But I told you San Jose State was going to win that game.
Well, I wasn't denying they should win, that they weren't going to win. I just think they came out flat. Do you think they bring back the cannon for the first time in almost a decade? It's their homecoming game. There'll be a few more people who just want to go just because. You think they'd come out more not as flat going down 24-3 right away?
I guess.
So that's what I'm saying. What else is there to be pumped for? If you can't be pumped up last week, why would you be pumped up this week?
I don't know, but I think 14 points is still too much.
Oh, so do I think Utah State. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't be surprised if Utah State wins by 2 to 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think it's going to. Utah State is not at, Fresno State's caliber. They're not,
Yeah, they played Hawaii last week. That's how they got ahead by that much. But I think Utah State went like 35-24, something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably going to be about 10 points Utah State victory.
With Daryl Garrettson throwing for about 285 and a couple touchdowns. All right, let's move on to the game I wish was better than I thought it would be in Fresno at Wyoming. No snow, not even very cold at night. I'm disappointed in the weather. Is that something to be passionate about?
Yeah, something like that.
Thanks. Wyoming, what happened? Can you answer that for me, Chris? What happened to Wyoming?
Absolutely not.
This is their first game with their new coordinator. They got rid of, Chris Torney. They're bringing in Jeff Kane, if I'm correct on that. Defensive line coach. Has never been a defensive coordinator at any level. That's promising. This is...
My question is Fresno State actually going to blow out anybody like they're supposed to?
That's the argument against them for being BCS worthy.
They're playing to their competition.
And they haven't had any good competition to go up against.
Yeah, you could easily say that Boise State is the best team Fresno State has played this year.
Let me pull up the schedule really quick, but you're probably right.
You can't even say Rutgers.
What's Rutgers' record?
4-4, 4-5.
Check in really quick. You are 5-3.
5-3.
And Rutgers, I saw them. They snuck by Temple. They snuck by SMU. Yeah, you're right. It's Boise State, and it's not all that close. And that's what's hurting. They're not blowing anybody out. You're right. They need to blow people out. They blew out Cal Poly, but they should have beat Hawaii more.
They kind of blew out Nevada last week.
And UNLV a little bit. But that game, here's the thing about that game. Dave Schramm, I think a lot of people agreed with me. Offensive coordinator, who knows if it's DeRuiter's call. Well, I think they know they're better than who they're playing, so they can take all these gambles on fourth down. They just need to put up points. I think they would have put up maybe maybe a couple more field goals, would have put them in bad field position to battle last week. But it was too close for far too long. Don't go for it, because here's the thing. They run the spread attack. They don't go under center enough. So even though they have two decent backs and Josh Quezada and what's his name? Martiz Waller. They don't go under center when it's like fourth and short. They're still a shotgun.
Right.
And you can't always throw to Devontae Adams every time or Josh Harper or Isaiah Bruce. You need to do something. Because even last week, I don't get it. Quezada had 115 yards, carved through for almost 500 yards, no picks. Harper had 250 receiving yards. They should have won by at least, okay, even kick two more field goals, that still looks better. 49-23 looks pretty good. You win by more than three touchdowns. They seem to stop going for the fourth down unless it's like, you're like fourth and two, it's a 30. You know, those type of situations where you're not confident your kicker making a long field goal. But when you're in the red zone and close, just take the points. Because if they play Baylor or Texas if they get to the Fiesta Bowl, especially Baylor, you can't leave points off on the board. Take whatever you can. Because I was watching the game tonight, like, Oklahoma, yeah, you should have gone for it. It was fourth and short at the one. Yeah, that's the obvious go for it spot, I think. But you got to take points so you can get them. I don't care who you're playing. All it is, you got to score more points to their team. But also, if you know you're better than the other team, just put points on to pile it on. And they need to start doing that. They have only four games left. Most likely four games.
Right. I don't know. Fresno State needs to blow them out. I can't state this enough. I don't care how good Brett Smith is. I don't care how good Sean Wick is. And these two players are really not showing up, especially the last couple weeks. Well, Sean Wick has. But Fresno State needs to make a statement. They're sitting pretty in the BCS right now. But they need that kick.
They got plenty of room because Northern Illinois dropped the spot. It could be that Ball State game could help Northern Illinois vault and back up, but I don't think any voter in the coaches or Harris poll will vote Northern Illinois ahead of Fresno State if they're both undefeated.
No, I don't think so.
They'll be close. They could be watched by Denver, but I don't think they'll jump them.
Absolutely.
Unless, how many, do you know how many MAC coaches are voting in the coaches poll? We should look into that, maybe. That might be something to look into down the road. But, here's the thing. Daron Smith actually got an interception last week, so I was kind of not shocked at that, but was just saying, hey, he showed up. And I don't get it. Those guys have kind of been banged up, I've read recently, like LJ Jones and him. But they need to make plays. They need to stop Wyoming. But here's the thing. This Wyoming game is not conducive for a blowout. It's more conducive for a shootout if the right Wyoming team shows up.
That's the thing. Everything is dependent on if the correct Wyoming team shows up. It's all dependent on if Wyoming wants to play.
Yeah, because I still think they have nearly as good talent on offense as almost any team in the league. Probably they're slightly behind Fresno State, but they're probably out of the talent they have throwing the ball and like what jeez, Robert Heron, I'm trying to think of his name really quick. Like, out of the receiver combination, their offense is, after Fresno State, is probably them and UNLV, who has the potential to have a very good offense. But for some reason, the past couple weeks, I know they fired their D coordinator, which kind of a scapegoat a little bit, not too much, but you still got to put some emphasis to score some points, man.
Yeah.
You have State probably... They probably have this, out of NFL caliber quarterbacks, he's probably number two or three in the league. Him and David Fields are probably neck and neck as for NFL talent. You got a guy who, he will get drafted in 2 years. I guarantee he'll get drafted probably in the fifth round or so. Fifth or sixth round.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
But how do you, and you have a good receiver, you have multiple receivers. You have Brandon Miller, they have a freshman doing very well at times. I just don't get where... You only put up 22 points against your rival, Colorado State. I get the defense 50 points the past 2 weeks, but isn't this like Dave Christensen's third or fourth defensive coordinator? He's been there in 5 years.
Yeah, I think, what was the stat? It's his fourth defensive coordinator in 3 years.
Something like that. And they lost their offensive coordinator to New Mexico State, which is pretty weird this past year, but... You're right. It's kind of weird to say. It depends who shows up. But it shouldn't matter for Fresno State. They should be able to do their thing anyways and score enough points. They should be able to score 60 points against the team if they wanted to. They just don't need to go for it on fourth down every time. Just because, we'll win anyways. We'll put another 9 points on the board instead of getting 0 points and keeping it closer to what it looks like. So after this game, do you know the line on this game? Have you looked at it yet?
I have not.
What do you think it is at Wyoming?
Fresno State by 15.
Much less.
Much less?
Mm-hmm.
Do people really lose that confidence? Are people really putting that many upset alert on Wyoming a lot?
It's 9.
Really? No. Fresno State's covering that.
It was 12.5.
Fresno State is covering that.
Yeah, they better. And it's a 79-point. Here's the weird thing. It was 12.5 in Fresno, over under 74, which is now 79 over under, but Fresno's now only a 9-point favorite. That's kind of some weird movement there. You think there'll be 5 more points, but Fresno won't win by as many?
Probably.
But you know what Wyoming does gain in this game no matter what?
Yeah.
An extra $500,000.
Exactly.
Saturday, ESPN2, late night game. So I don't know. What's your gut, kind of your feeling for the Fresno game? The way Wyoming's had the off week, they have the new defensive coordinator. Is that going to make any change, do you think, at all?
No. I really don't.
An easy no. That's all
I have to think about it.
I know. I get your point because it's also, this is the best, this is 52 points the past 2 weeks. It's the same players. I think they may come out strong for the first quarter, like do really, really well and give up a little bit, but then they'll kind of realize, oh, wait, Fresno's just, look who they have. How can we cover these guys? Our defense is awful. Well, I mean, what are we doing out here?
Right.
All
right,
so I'm
going to go ahead and say Fresno State by... I'm going to go ahead and put it. Fresno State by 20.
Blowout. I want to say that because there's no weather issues. They need to impress. But they should. I think they'll win by 20, but they need to win by 30 or 40. Side question here. Wyoming is sitting at 4-4. Are they going to make a bowl game because they still have Fresno at Boise, Hawaii, and at Utah State? Can they win 2 out of the last 4? Actually, really, 2 out of the last 3 because we're assuming a loss this weekend.
No.
Oh.
No. Okay. I think I'm fairly confident Utah State could win out.
Oh, so am I. I'm possibly thinking that's a scenario as well that could happen. And then they may have a slight... backdoor their way into the title game if Boise somehow slips up. So no bowl game. Okay, will Dave Christensen survive not going to a bowl game?
Well, this is what I said. This is what I said at the beginning of the season, that Dave Christensen could very well be on the hot seat if Wyoming doesn't show up. I mean, look how much he's paid. He's the third highest paid coach in the Mountain West.
Yeah, makes $1 million.
You're not paying $1 million to a guy who's not making bowl games.
Got that
right. Unless you're Charlie Weiss.
Oh, excellent point. Or Mac Brown.
Or, well,
yeah. A couple years ago, he missed some bowl games. Just saying. It happened recently. All right, so how many years has he been at Wyoming? Is this his fifth year?
Fifth or sixth.
I think he could be gone if they somehow keep losing in spectacular fashion, keep giving up 50 points the rest of the way. I think if he's 5-7, he's going to be safe because he has Brett Smith still for one more season. But this would be his third straight losing season after going two bowl games in the first 3 years. Oh, no, excuse me. Sorry, hold on. I'm reading that wrong. This would be his second straight back-to-back losing seasons. Do you agree with my sentiment at all if it goes down that way?
Yeah, I'll agree with you there.
Yes, you agree. All right, so Fresno's going to blow him out. And then finally, I think this game could be the game of the night. San Diego State at San Jose State. This could be about, there could be 100 total points for this game. Probably not, but I think there's a possibility for that.
No.
No?
No. No.
I think both you're right.
Both of these teams have.
Hold on. Hold on a second. I said that, but do you know what the over-under is?
I'm guessing mid-70s.
56.
That's a little bit closer.
I don't think that's right. That's too little. 56 for these two teams?
Really? Because both these teams actually have kind of a defense.
Really? Spartans have... Well, Ben Wicker is pretty good. I just figured the offenses would win out in this game.
Yeah.
And also, do you know if San Jose State... This game will decide who could go to the Mountain West title game. Are you aware
of really?
That? Are you aware of that?
Because... If San Jose State loses, they're out completely, right?
Barring a major miracle, yeah.
Huh.
However, if San Jose State wins out, they play Fresno the final week of the season at home.
Interesting.
And they'll each have one loss because if they beat San Diego State, obviously they still have one loss. They'll beat Nevada. It's pretty safe to say they'll do that. Navy's a non-conference game, and it's a Friday night game. But not an ESPN Friday night game, but a CBS Sports Network Friday night game.
Great, so nobody will care.
Well, I mean, you can't. You'll have to find alternate means to watch that game.
Oh, I'll be at home, because that's Thanksgiving weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, it is. Oh, that is the day after Thanksgiving. Ooh, interesting. Yes. Friday afternoon game. So, okay, let's actually get to the game in question. So, after me blurting out 100 points is not going to happen by any means necessary by you, myself, now, and the oddsmakers who think it's going to be a 30-18 game or something, 30-22 game.
I think that's totally reasonable. The spread here is what? 7?
6. Yeah, you're right. 6 or 7, yeah, in between there.
Yeah, I think this game... Oh,
Because Aztecs have been playing pretty well.
Aztecs haven't been playing really well. But
four or five.
Again, so is San Jose State.
Yeah, so I mean, the Aztecs have turned it around. Spartans have won 4 in a row. And winning, they've won pretty well. They're close to Hawaii, which is kind of a shocker. But once they got past that, they beat CSU, put up 50 on Wyoming. And we saw last week versus UNLV, they started off good and then sneaked out a win by 10. Do you think, because San Diego State, with Quinn Kaler, no, actually, it's not even Quinn Kaler. I think Aztecs are going to win because Adam Wayne is fine. I think he's finally really healthy. No more ankle issues or no more junk with that. I think he's actually healthy. Did you see what he did last week?
Yeah.
He goes, okay, it was New Mexico. But Fresno put up 111. Here's his last four games. 134 versus Nevada. Only 86 versus Air Force, but then 111 versus Fresno and 233 against New Mexico. And that was over an 8 yard per carry against New Mexico.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, and then Pumphrey.
I think he's still going to be content about 100, 110.
What do you think the difference will be? Because I think both teams are evenly matched the way they kind of throw the ball. I think David Fells will find anybody, so it doesn't really matter who's catching the ball for them. I think the factor is going to be just if Miami can run well. Because we know Spartans' rush defense, they have stepped up a little bit, but it hasn't been very good at all this year.
Yeah.
And so that's my key factor is Muema tearing it up. Or not tearing it up. Just, you know what I mean? If he plays well, Aztecs win. If not, San Jose State will win.
I think San Jose State's got this.
Why is that?
I think San Diego State looks good. I think San Diego State has looked a lot better since they've started turning the season around. I just don't think – I think San Jose State, though, now that Fails has kind of really gotten a chance to work and basically become proficient with his freshman receivers and also Lawson, who's starting to fire on also cylinders. Mm-hmm.
But you look at this last week, UNLV. Yes, he has been. He has 3 400-yard games, 2 more 300-yard games. But for UNLV, somehow he was only 15-30 for 150.
Yeah, but he didn't have to throw much. Once again, Lawson took over.
But still, 15-30. It's only 50%. That was his second worst output of the season, for percentage wise. He had 2 interceptions. You can't just say that's him not needing to throw. The ball was picked off twice. He had some terrible throws. One was luckily a touchdown. Somehow it was like a curl route. The receiver had to kind of dive underneath, like slide underneath by the goalpost to catch it as he turned around the wrong way, or turned to get the ball. It could have just been a one-time thing. But we know San Diego State's defense is much better than what UNLV brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So are we going to be split on this? You're going Spartans? Because it is at San Jose State.
I'm going Spartans here. And I'm going to go Spartans by touchdown.
I think it'll be close like that, but I just think it'll be the Spartans' rush defense is just going to let Moyama do what he wants. Because, look, they're seventh in the league, and, like, the past couple of games, they have done better. They did allow only 86 against UNLV, but they gave up 332 against Wyoming on the ground. Just saying, that's an option to look at. I think we're split. I want to see San Jose State because I think they are playing well enough to maybe challenge Fresno because I want that game to mean something. I just think Moema is going to be the factor, and then maybe if Pumphrey does something well for them as well. I think that'll be the difference, and that's how they'll win. But it's going to be somewhere like a 3-7 point victory either way.
Yeah, I'm set on the Spartans here. I don't know why. There's nothing for me to say that the Spartans should significantly win this game because, once again, the momentum of San Diego State, with the exception of the Fresno game, has shifted towards the Aztecs' favor. But
I get it. Typically, the best quarterback's going to win the game, and that's with the Spartans.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be close because while they have been playing well 4 in a row, still not really buying what they're doing. Because during that let me see who they played during that 4-game winning streak. Hawaii. I get the only decent teams were CSU and Wyoming. And they had to put up a lot of points, over 30 points to beat each of those teams. And then the UNLV, they struggled in a half. That's where I'm kind of thinking. That second half really kind of turned me off for what they could do. But it's not going to shock me. I'm going to go to the San Diego State by 6 or 7 points. That's what I got.
So I think
you're the other way. San Jose State by a touchdown.
I'm saying it. San Jose State by a touchdown.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. One last thing, really. I was thinking about this the other day. Just to wrap up, we don't want to keep the show too long. But one question for you, because we're at 45 minutes here. What do you think has been the biggest surprise this year in the league? So I was thinking about it myself, and it's hard to find something. Like, kind of what's been the moment or the kind of the big thing in the league so far? Because I can't really find anything looking around. That's too obvious.
UNLV winning 5 games.
How do we think exactly the same things? That's what I was thinking as well. UNLV could make a bowl game. I start besides that, I'm like, what else could really be surprising in the league?
I know it wasn't necessarily surprising that he had to get 4 wins, and we were debating on whether or not he was going to get 4 wins. But really, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I was thinking around because I was debating, like, what would it be? Because it's not Fresno.
Maybe Boise State losing 3 games?
Maybe. But we kind of knew, well, I don't think we knew that, but we figured it wouldn't be as good. But I think it's more shocking UNLV can make a bowl game than Boise State only winning 9 games. I just got thinking about that, but apparently you and me think exactly the same on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
One last thing. No, we'll save this for another show. We don't need to keep it much longer than we are already going. So, do you have anything else you're looking forward to this weekend at all?
How about the start of basketball season?
Yes.
Hey?
Should we do a basketball? Hey? Should you and I do a basketball show?
I think we should, but that's going to take a long. We'll have to find a night to do basketball shows.
Well, I mean, do you want to do it with me, or we could find somebody else for you or me to take our spots for basketball?
Yeah, we could do something like that.
I will put the word out, and if our writers want to do it, because I was debating, like, somebody asked me on Twitter, like, hey, you going to cover basketball? I'm like, yeah, we'll cover basketball in the league on the site, but as for a podcast, I know definitely tournament time, Mountain West, and NCAA we will. But maybe we'll do something every other week during the non-conference season during football. We'll do something, I think. I think it's safe to say we'll do at least a little bit here and there on hoops, right? Boy, because your Boise State Broncos are challenging for the Mountain West crown.
Right.
And I also want to go to a couple games at the Spectrum in Utah State, because that place is probably as good as a cool place to see basketball as it is in the Pit in New Mexico. I'm just saying. That's from what I've heard.
I'm going to VA House tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Basketball starts Friday. We got a bunch of games. Chris will be at San Diego State, UC Riverside. Utah State hosts USC. Dunk City is coming to Logan, Utah.
Fresno State travels to UC Irvine.
Big West Challenge, right? Big West Mountain West Challenge.
Yeah.
Unofficial.
Unofficial. All right. I'm kind of working on it.
We got a few things up. Anything you put will come to our site. You know, we have our basketball hub, so we got the hoops going on for those diehard hoops guys, so pay attention to that. I think we'll do a couple of shows here and there during the season for basketball, but that's all I got for this Week 11 preview show. Check out, make sure to head over Friday night. We'll have a dual football-basketball thread with the late football games over at mwcconnection.com. And, yeah, that's all we got for tonight. So, everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy all the football because it's coming to a near end.